The Bible reading is from Luke chapter 2, starting at verse 25, and that's on page 1028 in the Blue Bibles. Page 1028, Luke chapter 2, verse 25. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." This is God's word.
Well, thank you very much, Tracy. Good morning, and of course, Happy New Year. I was warned a few weeks ago that this would be an all-age service, and I nodded, which was taken to mean it didn't bother me. Well, it didn't at the time. But now I've got this problem of who do I speak to, children, young people, or adults. Now, I've decided to speak primarily to the children, and I hope that doesn't offend me. But my main reason for doing so, it gives me an excuse for keeping it short, and that probably won't offend anyone. But let me pray. Oh, dear Father God, we thank you for the opportunity right at the beginning of this new year, on this very first day of the new year, to look at your word. And Father, just help us to be attentive and to see what you want us to receive from your word. And Father, I just pray that you'll help me as I seek to explain your word. And Father, I thank you for helping me, for preparing this. And Father, help us each one to be attentive and to be obedient to what you want to say to us, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, it's over. Christmas is over. 2016 is over. And New Year's celebrations, they're over. And I know some people were looking forward to Christmas for many, many weeks. Possibly, I know, some back in July, August, and spent hours preparing for Christmas. And I must admit, I spent probably even a couple of hours preparing for it. And I think, like most of us, once a special event passes, like Christmas, we have to look forward to the next event. What are you looking forward to this year? Does anyone actually have a birthday this month to look forward to? Dan, oh right, good. Oh right, okay. Anybody this week, coming this week? Lynn, not today? No. Right, is anybody looking forward to the snow or hoping for snow? Right, so okay, perhaps that may be for some the next big event to look forward to. And it's not only children that actually enjoy the snow, because parents, adults, can actually get much fun from the snow too. But it may be some people, and probably I would count myself, I would actually rather look forward to the sun. Does anyone admit to having actually booked their summer holiday on Christmas Day before the Queen's speech? Did anybody book their summer holiday on Christmas Day? No, okay, you waited until Boxing Day. But some people may be looking forward to summer holidays. Or perhaps there may be a really special family event in your family that you're looking forward to this year. Today is the final talk in our short Christmas series. 2 weeks ago, and you may have got confused about what you heard when, but 2 weeks ago we heard Jay spoke about Mary's song. And that was the song which Mary sang after she was told that she was going to have the baby, Jesus. And then last Sunday, can anyone remember last Sunday, Christmas Day? You remember a lot about it, but can you remember what, Layla, what was last Sunday's morning service about? So you listened to your dad. It was another song. Oh, it was the previous Sunday that actually Jay broke out into song himself, if you were here. But last Sunday, we heard about the angel song, of how the angel announced the birth of Jesus to the shepherds. And today, we're going to look at the third and final in our series of Simeon's song. Simeon was getting towards the end of his life. We read it in our passage. He's getting towards the end of his life, but he was looking forward to a very special event before he died. And that very special day came when Jesus was about 6 weeks old and Joseph and Mary took him up to Jerusalem to go to the temple. And that's where Simeon spent most of his time. And there we have Joseph and Mary and the baby Jesus going up to the temple. They were going to present Jesus to the Lord and to offer sacrifices to what the law required them to do. And here, Joseph is buying two pigeons, which according to the law had to be used as sacrifices. Well, hopefully, in a few weeks' time, we might have Jonty and Fiona bringing baby Jasper without the pigeons to be dedicated to the Lord. I have two questions to ask you. What does the Bible tell us about Simeon? Is anybody looking at that passage? What does it? The Bible doesn't tell us very much about Simeon. We're told that he was righteous and devout. In other words, he loved God and tried to please God with everything he did. That was his main objective, to be pleasing to God, to live a life that was pleasing to God. That's what it means to be devout and righteous. When famous celebrities die, and quite a few this year have died, singers, actors, actresses, sportsmen and sportswomen, a lot is written about what they've achieved, how many films they've starred in, how many records they've sold, how many medals they've won. But often, very little is said about what they were really like. But for Simeon, we're told the most important thing is what he was really like. He was righteous and devout, a very godly man. But the Bible also tells us one other thing about him. And what was that? Another thing that the Bible tells us about Simeon. The Holy Spirit was upon him. The Holy Spirit was upon him. This means that because he loved God, God put his Holy Spirit within him. And it was the Holy Spirit who explained to Simeon that he could look forward to something very special happening before he died. So what had Simeon been waiting for and looking forward to? He was waiting for the consolation of Israel. And what does that mean? What is the consolation? What does that word mean? It means comfort. When you're disappointed or you lose something, you may get a consolation. And I suppose we often think about a consolation goal. Can you imagine at Stamford Bridge, 2 minutes into extra time, Chelsea, for the very first time in the match, get the ball into the Palace penalty area. Diego is brought down by the goalkeeper. He's writhing in agony on the ground. But when he sees that the penalty has been awarded and the red card shown to the goalkeeper, he's back on his feet. The penalty is converted, but there are very few cheers because most of the Chelsea fans have already left. And the final whistle goes. And the result stands, Chelsea 1, Crystal Palace 6. That last goal might be called a consolation goal, a little bit of comfort, but not very much for the Chelsea team. That's not a very good illustration, I think, of consolation, but it's a way we often use it. It's an expression, consolation goal. But consolation means comfort given to someone when they're sad or disappointed because of what has happened to them. And the people of Israel desperately needed consolation and comfort. Throughout their history, they had suffered greatly. They suffered slavery in Egypt. Later, their land was frequently invaded by other countries, and their suffering was often their own fault as they had disobeyed God. But God had promised a comforter, a Messiah, and that was Jesus. And God had made a promise to Simeon that he himself would see the comforter, the Messiah. So this day finally came that Simeon had been looking forward to, he'd been longing for. And in a moment, we're going to look at what Simeon said or sang as he held Jesus. But first, we're going to sing a song, Jesus, the Hope of Nations. And Jesus came as the comforter of Israel and the one who would bring hope to Israel, but also to all nations. So should we just stand and sing this song, Jesus, the Hope of the Nations.